off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Are you nervous?
Never flown before.
Nothing to it. You sit back, be a bird, and drink up.
Sometimes I cry, sometimes I fly like a bird.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, the co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis and RV Tom, rounding out the crew. All right, so we haven't spoke about this runway incursion where the person ran onto the tarmac and was killed. I've seen the video. Have you watched the video online there, Dennis?
I have, and I've also seen some of the pictures of the engine afterward. And
it was a mess.
That's gruesome.
Yeah. I mean, why the person did it, I think they're still trying
Colorado,
to figure.
Well, it's Colorado, so there's a couple explanations up
Weed!
There. That's possible.
You never know. But they weren't supposed to be there. And I would imagine that would be a nightmare scenario for a commercial airline pilot.
Well, it's not like you can just stomp on the rudder and avoid them, you know?
Right. Right. I mean, it shouldn't have happened in the first place. What they were doing there, we don't, you know, who knows?
And there's like, a reason there's person. Fences and barbed wire.
Right. But somehow they were able to get around that or get over it. And if someone's intent on doing that kind of thing, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be looking at security a little bit more tightly around that particular airport and all of them for that matter. But I don't know, Tom, you were a commercial airline pilot back in the day, not even that long time, long ago. You ever have anybody do anything like that to you and, you know, jump out on the runway like, hey, Tom, how you doing? And surprising you
Stop.
Or no?
Stop.
Right. No, never had a human being up at White Plains, New York, way back, in New York, I had a deer run out in front of the runway. Guys on a DC-9.
Two-legged or four-legged?
Four-legged.
Okay.
But
Wait. There's two-legged deer? What do I miss something here? What?
Yes, deer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those.
It was at White Plains, one of DC-9, I think, and or MVA, like I said. And I had a deer, but by the time we saw him, I was already past V1. I was just rotating. And yeah. I swore we were going to hit the top of his antlers, but we didn't miss him. And we continued on down to, I think, Washington National at the time. And we never had any reports or anything on the bottom of our leading edge of the wing, but we just missed a deer one time. And that's the closest I ever got to hitting a living creature.
Yeah. Well, if it would it made that much of a difference on the takeoff? Or, I mean, if it would clip the, you know, clip the
antlers.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That wouldn't create a catastrophe, would it?
It wouldn't hit the if it was just the antlers, but if I hit the, you know, a 250, 300-pound deer right in the shoulder in the meat part, that might hurt. But
according to the story of what happened there in Colorado, I think they saw the person and they immediately, the pilot canceled the takeoff, right?
And right, but that airliner doesn't stop very fast, you know?
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if they would not have seen the person, I don't know what would have happened, you know, if they would have knocked him over or who knows
it
what.
It probably would have been no different than, you know, like a very big bird strike. If you were at V1, you're going to take the thing airborne, even if you got a body went through your engine.
Yeah.
You know,
but
deal
you don't
with the problem in the air.
Don't want to take that chance if you see somebody, of course, I'm sure. You know, they had to do what they had to do and try to, cancel the takeoff. And that's
They had enough runway left, which they did. So clearly they weren't at rotate speed yet. They weren't at that V1. They had an option to reject the takeoff.
Right.
But.
Well, who knows what the real story is there. But, yeah, I mean, bird strikes, we're used to it. I mean, you mentioned the engine. Was it because of the person? Because the person got injected.
There was gore in the engine. So.
And that destroyed the engine, right? Or something. Or
yeah, I'm pretty sure that this isn't rebuildable. It's a throwaway at this point, which unfortunately is a very, very big cost for the airline.
Well, okay. I mean, someone died.
Yeah.
You know.
But, I mean, they shouldn't have been there. And now, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at millions of dollars. And that's why they put up the fences and barbed wires and try to keep people out.
Right. Well, like I said, I'm sure they're evaluating the security systems around that particular airport for sure to make sure this doesn't happen again.
We need to get those robots and have them patrolling the fence for the people that are trying to climb the fences.
Okay. Well, robot security will keep them at bay. Yeah, that's true. With laser beams in their heads. You know, soon
Tony Stark, where are
you? Right. Yeah, so they'll be the saving grace and, you know, detriment to all of humanity. So we'll be one or the other for sure. But, yeah, so you haven't had anybody show up on the runway when you're taking off. But, oh, that other incident, though, you were pretty familiar with the guy who landed the plane and they clipped the truck and the telephone pole or whatever it was. That was that was at LaGuardia, right?
That was Newark.
Newark. Okay. Yeah. So you're very familiar with that flight path because you did it for many, many years, huh? Right?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, the aircraft 066, I've flown that airplane many times.
Oh.
It was a 76400. I used that one from São Paulo, and also flew from Honolulu a lot. And a lot of times, well, not that many, but you know, a good couple of dozen times, you know, coming either on 22 circle to 29 just due to the winds or traffic. And it's a tough approach. You got to do everything just right. You cross over the bridge over New Jersey side there, mm-hmm. and you fly over to the car lot. And I mean, and you got wind, you got the gusts coming off from the rooftops and from the buildings. It's a tricky approach. So,
is it just a matter of the guy got caught in a, you know, in some kind of approach and came in way too low? Or maybe a gust pushed him down lower than he thought he was supposed to be. You think of as simple as that? Or
did the semi-truck driver put a lift kit in his truck?
Right. I wouldn't think so.
It could be. It could be a number. You know, it's easy for us to be a quarterback here and talk about him until they bring up the data recorder, the voice, and everything else. And then we'll know if he just either he was a pilot or, well, it's going to come out as pilot error, obviously, but for what reasons was it pilot error?
Right.
So but
being
out.
Familiar with that particular approach, are you surprised, I guess, is my point. You said it is kind of a difficult approach, and you could see someone making a mistake or misjudging the winds a little bit, possibly, or not necessarily. Mm-hmm.
I looked at the weather. I once had a microburst or some kind of, you know, a wind shear or something like that, which there was. It was just gusty, but no microburst reported or wind shear reported near at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just hard. So I've never went that low, or I've never had that happen. And it is a short runway, relatively speaking, to runway 4 and 2-2. So you got to be on your, you know, you got to be in your best shooting that approach and getting down right and be on speed.
Right.
Because you got to stop before the end of the run.
Let me throw this at you. If that truck and pole had not been there, would he still been able to come in as an okay landing, or would he have been too short, you think? Or is there any way to know?
Well, then I think he also, from what I've seen, looked part of the rooftop and one of the buildings there. He clipped a part of the rooftop.
Oh, did it? Okay.
I thought.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe so. So the answer would be no. You'd be a little too low, right?
Wouldn't the airplane have been barking, you know, because you got the terrain avoidance, you know,
terrain,
the radar altimeters.
Terrain.
At that point, why isn't the pilot monitoring going, go around?
Or it'd be go, truck, telephone pole, building.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Calling simulation gamers, pilots, aviation enthusiasts, and anyone flying Microsoft Flight Simulator. Don't miss Flight Sim Expo, the gaming and flight sim convention happening June 12th to 14th at the River Center in downtown St. Paul. Flight Sim Expo is open to all ages and great for families. Try a variety of simulation gaming experiences, including driving, racing, railroad, virtual reality, and of course, flight simulation. Don't miss out. Tickets available at FlightSimExpo.com. That's FlightSimExpo.com.